WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A sailor from Wisconsin is accused of selling U.S. military secrets to China. Jinzhou Hui of Delavan was born in China. Prosecutors say Hui's mother encouraged him to do it. The Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee is less than 2 weeks away. Chris Christie is far behind in the national polls. He tells reporters in New Hampshire that voters may be souring on Ron DeSantis.
When you're doing it as long as we have to do it to try to get the nomination and then ultimately win the presidency, people get to see you in a lot of different circumstances, a lot of different situations. And it's not a sheltered existence like some folks have before they run for president.
Frontrunner Donald Trump has not committed to attending. People who give $10 or less to a political campaign might not stay anonymous much longer. The Wisconsin Ethics Commission is considering new rules. Ethics Commission Administrator Dan Carlson says some typical fundraising practices are ripe for abuse.
There's been a practice out there of committees leaving a bucket unattended or unsupervised and insufficient safeguards to make sure that, you know, reasonable efforts are being made to either identify the contributor, which is also required, unless it's under $10, or just making sure that there actually is less than $10, $10 or less being given.
People in Wisconsin who give $10 or less don't have to provide any information, but the commission is considering a change. A lot of people in Wisconsin love fireworks in the summertime, but more people these days are complaining. As Stuart J. Waddles reports, some communities are increasing fireworks fines.
People in Wisconsin set about $22 million on fire last year. The state ranks 12th in the country for fireworks spending. That's with the practice not technically legal everywhere. Local communities are fighting back, with firework fines recently increased in Kenosha. An alder there is calling for the state to take action against purveyors of pyrotechnics.
You can buy fireworks there. They give you a permit, but it's not good once you leave the parking lot. What is that? That to me is nothing, and I wish our legislatures in Madison would take up this issue.
Kenosha Alder Holly Kangas was part of a unanimous city council vote to raise fireworks fines by 30%. Stuart J. Waddles, Civic Media News.
A teenage murder defendant in Chippewa Falls will find out in January whether he'll be tried as a child or as an adult. A reverse waiver hearing that started Monday finished yesterday. The boy is accused of killing 10-year-old Lily Peters last year. He's now 15 years old. The prosecution and defense will make written statements to the judge that are due in November. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A budget of $17 million is being sought by the Milwaukee County Sheriff, primarily aimed at salaries. The proposal includes hiring 27 new deputies and filling 7 leadership roles to address staff shortages in the county jail. The plan also advocates for a $6 per hour wage increase for jail guards. Waukesha County parks and how to improve them. That's the goal of a town hall put on by county leaders next week. Melissa Kay has more.
The park program at the Waukesha County Expo Center on Tuesday is part of the work being done by the Park and Open Space Planning Group. The event aims to collect information and answer questions about current park usage, the condition of current facilities, and the community's recreational requirements. Officials say participation in the event will be instrumental in shaping the creation of new parks, recreational trails, and natural spaces.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers and the Bengals brawl. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Cincinnati. The Packers and Bengals had their joint practice session over 2 hours in hot, humid conditions here in the Ohio River Valley. Things got heated when there was pushing and shoving after a screenplay that turned into a fight. Bengals defensive lineman DJ Reader was punching Packers left guard Elton Jenkins.
You got a lot of guys on our team who are going to fight. You know, you think you know that, and then when you go through a practice like this, you kind of see it, so it's fun.
Jenkins then ejected from practice after getting into another fight. I asked David Bakhtiari what triggered it.
I think he gave him like the wrong pie recipe or something like that, and he's pissed off. So,
I mean, he's your guy, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, it just takes away a little bit from practice, but Elton, I mean, totally was in the right first time.
Quarterback Jordan Love missed on some deep passes, but connected on a few others as he made adjustments with the offense. defense.
It's play dependent, but the timing routes are very important. You know, when looks change, you might be seeing one high and then they go to two shell pre-snap. Just being able to recognize that.
Matt LaFleur on why he decided to bring the team a day early on this road trip here to Cincinnati.
We had a great team dinner last night. You know, went out to Jeff Ruby's. Unbelievable steakhouse. It was a really good experience, I think, for our guys to be on the road. This is the first time that we've done anything together like that. So it was a pretty cool deal.
Elsewhere in the NFL, former Packers defensive back Breshad Breeland, arrested in North Carolina. He was with the Packers in 2018, earned a Super Bowl ring with the Chiefs the following year, but now out of football. Breeland arrested Tuesday night in a stolen Mercedes with illegal guns like AR-15s, 5 pounds of pot, and other drugs. Baseball. The Brewers now with a 2.5-game lead over the Cubs and the Reds in the NL Central, thanks to a 7-6 win over the Rockies.
You know, the game has twists and turns and ups and downs and good fortune and bad fortune. And, you know, you try to make every play you can control good. And that gives you your best chance to win.
That's Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
I was doing all right, man, until I was preparing for the show this morning, and I came across this, man, and, you know, it must be really difficult, man, to be a conservative, right? Listen to this, man. Conservative groups claims Kellogg's sexualizes its products. So let me see if I got this right. So, you know, Kellogg's, they sell cereal. And so, I mean, maybe they just can't find something to do. Because if you're sitting around, looking around and saying, I got to find something else, the other things we've been talking about in the culture wars, they're starting to get stale. So we got to find something else. And there's some person apparently that they must be paying. And it's his job or her job to find these things. But who in their right mind would waste their time saying that Kellogg's is sexualizing its products? Listen to this, man. A conservative legal nonprofit on yesterday filed a federal civil rights complaint against Kellogg Company, accusing the breakfast cereal business of running illegal diversity policies and sexualizing its products. Okay. You know, Calvin, from time to time, I'll go to the grocery store and the young man we're raising likes cereal. So, you know, I don't eat cereal as much anymore. It's rare. But I'll buy him some cereal, right? But, when I'm looking at this, I don't. What's sexualized? Do you buy cereal?
I don't eat a lot of cereal, but I'm really confused about how Cheerios could be sexualized.
Hey, well, here's, you know, again, this is an American First legal nonprofit run by Stephen Miller. If you think this is a Donald Trump guy, Stephen Miller, a former advisor to Donald Trump, wrote a letter to the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission alleging that Kellogg's hiring, training, and promotion practices seeking to achieve a balance in its staff based on race and gender, violate federal laws prohibiting workplace biases. What? What? Let me read this again. So, Kellogg's is trying to be fair and balanced and realize that America is a nation made up of all sorts of people from all different parts of the world and all different walks of life. And so there's an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission that has been formulated by the government decades ago to bring some balance into America, because America is just that, a melting pot of people and a melting pot of ideas, which is something that Republicans are totally against. And when you ask them why they're totally against that, well, it makes other people feel bad, you know, and it's not fair to other people. Well, that's the reason the Equal Rights, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission was formulated in the first place, because it was not fair and equitable to other people. And now, you know, that seems to be a major stumbling block and something that conservatives can't get over. And in their minds, they feel that there's an injustice that has been done and being done to the majority people of this society. And again, I reiterate, the majority people of the society feel as if they're being discriminated against. And that's the, you know, the hill that the conservatives are going to die on. So they're alleging that Kellogg's hiring, training, and promotional practices seeking to achieve a balance in its staff based on race and gender violate federal laws prohibiting workplace biases. You know, I was watching the local news stations in the city of Milwaukee, and I've been around a long time, and I remember when all the news, everybody on the local news channels were white. They weren't, and male. And I do remember that in my lifetime. And I was, just as I was watching the news today, I couldn't help but, as I was watching this one station, they have four people on the station. They've got three news reporters and a weather person. And they had a black man, a Hispanic woman, and a white woman, and they were off the mark because they had three women and one man, if we want to be, if we really want to get into it, right? But what they did was put forth an effort to be balanced, something Fox News swears it is, fair and balanced. No, no, they're not. I looked at some of the other channels. They've done the exact same thing. And I think in one instance, Calvin, one of the people on the channel, is gay. So they've made an effort to make America fair and equitable and just. But when they, but when companies attempt to do this, there's this pushback by an organized group of people on the right side of the fence who don't want that. They don't want there to be any equity in this nation. They want to keep up this absolute confusion, and now they're going after Kellogg. But, you know, again, Kellogg is being accused in its staff based on race and gender violation, violate federal laws prohibiting workplace bias. In a news release, the group also took exception to a Cheez-It box. Calvin, Listen, man, listen. Cheese it. So there's somebody being paid. Man, you know, you've seen Cheese It, right? I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I have been known to have some Cheez-Its every once in a while.
But how do you, I think we've got some Cheez-Its at the house. I got to go back and take a look and see if there's somehow, some way that Cheez-It featuring drag queen RuPaul as well as Tony the Tiger posing for pictures with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney at the Tony Awards in June. Oh, Tony Tiger was, hey, Calvin, he was taking a picture, you know, the character Tony the Tiger, right? And somehow that is equated to Kellogg supporting gay rights. Despite the immense trust that hardworking American mothers and fathers have placed in Kellogg. Listen to this, man. I mean, what is going on with these people, man? What planet are they from, man? Despite the immense trust that hardworking American mothers and fathers have placed in Kellogg's, management has discarded the company's long-held family-friendly marketing approach to politicize and sexualize its products, the nonprofit said. Now, do you think what they said is going to stop me from buying Kellogg's? Look, man, they did this and destroyed, what's the name of that beer, man?
Bud Light.
Bud Light!
And I don't know about destroyed. I still drink Bud Light.
I know. Okay. Hey, that's because you're not a conservative.
Hey, I was drinking it before. I'm not going to let some stupid crap stop me.
But they did some tremendous damage. They lost over $300 million, right? So they somehow have people who buy into that foolishness. I mean, they tried to do damage to Target. And now their target, no pun intended, is Kellogg's. Well, what do they want Kellogg's to do? Calvin,
I guess I just don't understand why this letter or whatever was sent to whatever civil rights thing. Like,
yeah, the Equal Employment Opportunity
Commission. Love capitalism, function under capitalism, and don't buy the thing. That should be all you have to do is stop buying it.
Well, number one, again, Tony the Tiger was standing with a transgender influencer at at one of these awards kinds of things. Man, find something to do, right? Hey, man, y'all find something to do. Why is it, you know, things that don't matter? They're not worth a hill of beans. That's what they make. Tony the Tiger was at the Tony Awards in June. Well, you know, doing something really outrageous, right? Got to go to a break. Bill, I see you. And oh, what a wicked web we weave when we practice to deceive. CJ is up. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. If you're about to pour some of those Kellogg cereals, throw them away. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Man, come on. It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Karina Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 82 today, under mainly sunny skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, mainly cloudy. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 82. Dry with temperatures near average Saturday and Sunday, and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Can't get no rest, don't know how I work all day. When will I learn? Memories get in the way. I walk around, I can't hear a sound. Folks talking loud, but I don't see at all. I gotta get away, gotta get away. I don't
know where to go. It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
Well, I spent all that day fixing up to go somewhere.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Conservative group claims Kellogg's sexualizes its products. So if you're getting ready to give your child some Kellogg's cereal this morning, throw them away. Throw them away. Because somewhere, apparently, it must mean that inside of those cereal, it may lead your child to... Calvin, come on, man. What is this? Is this real, man?
Based off the last year and a half of conservatives, unfortunately, it's very, very real.
Yeah, it is, man. Let's go to my good friend, Mary. Hey, good morning, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning, Earl.
Mary, when does this stop? When does...
Well, you've touched on something that's been in my mind. And to the extent that chemicals have been playing havoc in our environment and their effect on, you know, the human condition, in my opinion, our society had better catch up in recognizing this and get on board in support of people, possibly specifically those challenged with transgender issues. The problem, in my opinion, comes down to ignorance, intolerance, and an extreme hate, you know, hateful attitudes and actions. You know, we need to be caring for our fellow people.
Mary, they've got people. And again, this gentleman, Stephen Miller, is with an organization called American First Legal. A nonprofit is Stephen Miller. I remember him with Donald Trump. And so this is what they do. They go out and they look to destroy, you know, the beliefs and the rights that people have in this society. You can't say that I'm, you know, a person who believes in this nation, and then every chance you get, you're trying to strike down people and say they're not like me. And so since they're not like me, I'm going to do everything within my power to penalize them or expose them. And that's what we're dealing with. Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir? Are you throwing away your Kellogg cereal?
I was doing pretty good, Earl, and I'm in the middle of breakfast, and I'm pouring cornflakes in my bowl, and I jump up, and cornflakes are all over the kitchen. I called my wife. I said, we got to get rid of this stuff. It's terrible. Toxic. Earl, you're having too much fun. You're having too much fun. You're doing what needs to be done. These guys give SNL so much material. Oh, I can't wait to watch Saturday Night Live. I'll put down $5. There'll be a box of cornflakes in it this Saturday. What these people don't realize is by doing this, they actually help the product in some ways. Let me explain. When Bud Light sales went down, Anheuser-Busch became a good buy. It was, I don't know if it was 5 stars, but it was a buy. Buy their stock. Why? Because it's only a temporary dip, and it goes away. But I'll tell you what wasn't a temporary dip. Mike Lindell, the pickle man,
oh, yeah.
He's out of business. He's out of business. It's done. I called a friend of mine who loves, you know, the rides and pillows, and I said, boy, you better stock up on pillows. That boy's going out of business, you know. What's so funny, though, they attract the lowest form of humans in the country, and there's enough of them. They're filled with, like their previous caller, Mary said, they're filled
hey,
with
Bill.
Eight.
Hey, Bill, do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
Repeat that last sentence.
Yes, they attract the lowest form, is that what you're talking about?
Yes, repeat that.
They attack the lowest form of humans in our country. Unfortunately, there's a pile of those boys, you know,
yeah.
And ladies. There's just too many of them, but I think it's humorous. I like what you do. I listen to Fox for that reason. Somebody said, do you ever listen to Fox? I said, all the time. They said, how can you listen to that? I said, real easy. I used to listen to Looney Tunes when I was a kid. Cartoons. Now, this is adult cartoons. You don't find them. And what's funny is guys like you, guys like that, common sense people, they pick it up and they have. I was at a gun club. I got to just share this with you. Oh, a month ago, a gun club, and we're all having lunch and some beers. And I said real loud, a round of Bud Lights. Oh, you're going to hurt a pin drop. They all looked at me. And I'm a big guy, and I don't really fear people. I just don't. And I said, hey, I got to have Bud Light. My dog's name is Bud. You know, anybody want a free beer? Well, they look at you, some of these guys,
yeah.
They look at you like a chameleon. Their eyes get independent from each other. One eye's looking up, one eye's looking down.
hey, Bill, you're at a gun range talking like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, just a warning.
Well, yes, I know what you mean, Earl. But people, there's a lot of people that know me, and they know, oh, this guy's having too much fun,
hey,
just like you.
Hey, Bill.
You know what I mean? Just like you.
Hey, Bill, we got to go to break, man. Thank you very much for the call. CJ, I'll get you on the other side, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I just can't stop it, spending all day.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. At least 36 people have now died on the Hawaiian island of Maui, where voracious wildfires have devastated the historic town of Lahaina. Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke surveyed the damage from overhead.
Just to fly over to see the burning flames and see firsthand the impact on Lahaina and Lahaina town was just so shocking and devastating.
Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti has arrived on the island by boat.
A distant hurricane brought wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour, fueling several large wildfires so quickly, the Coast Guard says it rescued 14 people, including two young children, who were forced to jump in the ocean to escape the flames.
Tourists who remain are being urged to leave now. Bus evacuations for visitors in West Maui will resume in 6 hours. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An $11 million land purchase in Oconomowoc has been completed, leading the way for a new housing and apartment project. The effort covers 236 acres west of Summit Avenue and will consist of 352 townhomes, duplexes, and single-family home lots. Eventually, an additional 270 apartments will go up on that site. The mother of the Wisconsin sailor accused of selling secrets to China encouraged her son to spy. That's according to information brought forward in a hearing yesterday for Jinshou Wei. Prosecutors allege that Wei, born in China, sold sensitive information about his ship and U.S. military capabilities. They also assert that his mother encouraged him to continue selling secrets, potentially aiming for a future job with the Chinese government. Wei graduated from Delaventarian High School. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The 2023 Wisconsin State Fair is here, packed with heart-pounding rides, mouth-watering treats, and electrifying entertainment. Indulge in deep-fried delights, explore captivating exhibits, and create memories that'll last a lifetime. On now through August 13th at State Fair Park in West Allis. Grab your tickets now at wisstatefair.com. This message brought to you by Parallel Employment Group. For over 35 years, Parallel has been your partner in success. Make your career aspirations a reality. Visit parallelemployment.com today.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Dream.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, You can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yes, believe it or not, now conservatives are attacking Kellogg for sexualizing their cereal and their hiring practices, attempting to give equity an opportunity in this nation. I don't get it. It's ridiculous. They can't find something better to do. But, you know, they can't find anything, I guess, that is more important than that. Let's go to CJ. CJ, you're up.
Yeah, when we have people that can't define the difference between a man and a woman, XY chromosome, XX chromosome, there is an issue, Earl. And now they're trying to do it to our military with this.
Hey, CJ, crap. What does that have to do with Kellogg's cereal, man?
Well, it's sad that you don't see the difference.
No. CJ, I'm giving you a chance. Tell me the difference.
Martin Luther King.
Don't invoke Dr. Martin Luther King, man. We're talking about Kellogg's cereal and conservatives who are attacking Kellogg's cereal and saying that they're somehow supporting transgenderism on their cereal. Can you focus on that? Or is that too much for you this morning?
I am focusing on that.
Okay.
It cost Anheuser-Busch $27 billion, not millions. Millions in revenue, $27 billion in stock. And, yes, the difference between equity and equality. Martin Luther King knew the difference. And DEI, discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. You need to keep race alive. You have to keep racism alive.
Hey, CJ, I didn't write this article, okay? I'm sure the person who wrote the article, you know, certainly based on his name, was not a black person. So I'm not keeping racism alive. I think it's on the other side of the aisle, people like you. Because, again, we're talking about something that really is not a major issue, man. If that's with all the things that are going on in this society, to focus on a box of cereal and Tony the Tiger, it really kind of shows, man, that you cats struggling, man. You're struggling. You can't deal with the realities of what the nation is faced with. And all you can focus on are these culture wars. It's why Republicans are going to lose again and again and again. Because you're on the minority. You're in the minority when it comes to these kind of foolish things. The majority of the American people know this is foolish. And so you're going to keep, you know, bringing up the rear end because you can't find things more important to talk about than this. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Lou from Cudahy. Lou, what's going on?
What's going on? The Democratic Party is losing people in North Carolina and Louisiana. Party switching has given Republicans 2/3 majority in both houses of state legislatures. West Virginia House of Delegates is nearly 90% Republican. People are leaving the Democrats. What do you say about that, Earl?
Well, let me put it this way. Since this is not the Lou from Cudahy show, I don't say anything about it. I'm talking about Kellogg and what they're doing. You know, if I was calling the Lou from Cudahy show, then I would respond to that question. And, you know, no problem whatsoever. What do you think about the issue with Kellogg?
I think I'm witnessing cultural Marxism, and I'm seeing the corporations around the country, like with basketball and football 2 years ago, taking a knee, supporting leftist ideology at the playing the national anthem.
Hey, Lou.
That's cultural Marxism.
Lou, here's what I'm going to do.
What?
I'm going to give Calvin a chance to respond to you. Calvin, you want to respond to Lou?
I don't have much to say.
Okay. Hey, Lou, we don't have much to say. Thank you very much for the call. This is what, listen to this, okay? this mentality that is on the right and coming from the right today is so dangerous. Did you hear about the gentleman, Calvin, who was killed by the FBI?
I did not hear about
that. Okay, listen to this, man. Who is Craig Robinson? A poor soul who bought into all of this foolishness we're talking about now on the right, who really can't separate public theater from what's real, what's not. And this poor soul has made threats to assassinate the president of the United States on the Facebook posts. A Utah man identified as Craig DeLu Robertson was fatally shot by the FBI agents on Wednesday and previously posted ominous messages on social media, including ones aimed at U.S. President Joe Biden. This poor soul could not separate what Donald Trump and others like him are talking about. And that's what happens when you have people like those on Fox News and other places who know they're just doing this to make money. They don't believe in any of those crazy things that they're talking, but they're concerned about making money. But they're poor, wretched souls like this one, Craig Robertson, who are out there listening. They can't separate reality, you know, and so they do these things. The Associated Press reported that FBI agents executed a search warrant in Utah at Robertson's residence when the shooting occurred. According to the Associated Press, Robertson made several social media posts appearing to threaten Biden and show support for former President Donald Trump. Now, I know conservatives are going to be saying, hey, the FBI killed this man for no reason whatsoever. The FBI is reviewing an agent-involved shooting which occurred around 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday, yesterday, August 9th, in Provo, Utah. Now, the president is going to be appearing in Utah today. You've got a deranged man on Facebook, Calvin, making threats that of what he's going to do to President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. And he's making these threats, and also the Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, for the way they're treating Donald Trump. So what is the FBI supposed to do, Calvin? They read on Facebook a man threatening to assassinate the president, the vice president, and the district attorney in Manhattan. He's on Facebook showing all of his weapons, Calvin, and saying and making these threats at what he's going to do. The incident on Wednesday comes after several individuals were arrested for making threats. John Andrew Bazor Jr. was arrested by U.S. Secret Service agents for making threats against Biden, including a message made to the White House over the phone where he said, I'm coming to assassinate the president. Hey, Calvin, it's not a good idea to call the White House and say, I'm going to assassinate the president. Do you think that's a smart move?
No, okay. I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't even joke about assassinating the president. It's not something you said.
Well,
it's like, I just don't get it.
Well, FBI officials and other law enforcement officers stand outside the home of Craig Robertson, who was shot and killed by the FBI yesterday in a raid on his home this morning on August 9th in Provo, Utah. The FBI was investigating alleged threats by Robertson to President Biden, who is visiting Salt Lake City today. On Wednesday, a criminal complaint obtained by Newsweek showcased the numerous social media posts Robertson made against Biden. The FBI is review. Let me go here. According to the criminal complaint obtained by Newsweek on Monday, Roberson posted on social media that he was planning to clean the dust off the M24 sniper rifle ahead of Biden's scheduled trip to Utah on Wednesday. I therefore believe this is knowing and willful, a willful true threat to kill or cause injury to President Biden using an M24 rifle, sniper rifle, while being concealed by a gully suit during President Biden's visit to Utah. An FBI agent involved in the investigation wrote in a criminal complaint relating to the post. In a post from 2022, the same man, Roberson, wrote, "The time is right for a presidential assassination or two. First Joe, then Kamala," the criminal complaint said. The criminal complaint also featured a number of posts from Roberson that showcased an array of different guns and other weapons. In addition to threats made against Biden, Roberson also allegedly made remarks toward Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg and the FBI. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What is the FBI supposed to do with that? Here is a man, and let's be clear, presidents have been assassinated in this nation. Yeah? I saw one with President John F. Kennedy as a young man. We all saw that. People make threats, and you're not supposed to take them lightly. The FBI is not their job to take a threat lightly. And this guy's posting it all over Facebook. He's a major supporter of Donald Trump. And he's bought into the Trump delusion, as many others are. And yes, people ought to fear that. If a person is so delusional that they can't separate, again, what's right, what's wrong, and they put that out on Facebook, what are you supposed to do? We don't know what's in a person's mind. Got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. You guys will be up when we come back on the other side. Be right back.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear this afternoon with highs around 82. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 63. More clouds than sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms. High of 82. Dry with seasonal temps Saturday and Sunday and highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
See him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised. Barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down one day. To his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Yes, a poor soul, poor misguided soul, and really kind of misguided by former President Donald Trump as he's, you know, rallied people like this misguided soul, Craig Roberson, who was fatally shot and killed by FBI agents on yesterday at his home, who has made ongoing threats to assassinate President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, as well as District Attorney Alvin Bragg from Manhattan. This man also said, sent this letter to my friends in federal bureau of idiots. I know you're reading this and you have no idea how close your agents came to bang. Another post included in the complaint said, prior to the search warrant and subsequent fatal shooting Wednesday, Roberson was charged with 3 felony counts. The complaint showed including interstate threats, influencing, impeding, and retaliating against federal law enforcement officers by threat and threats against the President of the United States. Your thoughts on what the FBI, and I don't know what occurred, they did not follow through and say what led to the shooting, but he's no longer with the living. Let's go to Dave from San Francisco. Your thoughts, Dave.
Oh, hi, Earl. Hey, a couple of things. First, I want to thank that earlier caller that was going to the gun clubs and saving souls. I mean, he was really saving souls, you know. I mean, friggin', that's some angel wings sort of stuff. You know, it takes a lot of guts to, you know, to do a thing like that. But you got to do it, you know. The longer they stay dumb, the more we're, you know, the worse we're all in. Hey, but regarding the FBI there, you know, I'm old enough to remember when J. Edgar Hoover was in, and it was just flat dirty. And it's taken years and years and years to get clean agents brought in there who will refuse to take a dirty order, you know, to stand down when they see a real crime. And I think the first time I knew that happened was maybe 1989. It was the late 80s, and there was a place in Colorado that they used to do the atom bomb, hydrogen bomb triggers. they would build them, and that place was so poisonous. And the FBI did a raid of the poisons. Rather than friggin' making bombs, it was that they were endangering the water supply for the city of Denver with their poison. And I think it's called Lake Stanley, so, and it's so they were clean FBI, inch by inch. Yeah.
So let me I have to reveal this now, for you know. I want to remain above board and honest and forthright. And so I've been invited to go to Citizens Academy training of the FBI starting next month. I'm going to go through a couple months training. I've been invited to do that, and I am going to do that. And so I don't want people to think that I am somehow biased for the FBI or any of those things. But because I was extended the invitation, I thought it would be important that I go through that. I am not pro-FBI. I'm not anti-FBI. But to get an opportunity to see some of the things that are going on, I think is important. David, you say what?
Yeah, well, that's great. I was going to ask, maybe it's too personal, but if you have a specific interest, say, like, if I hazmat, I think that's important to the nation to know about clean, you know, the environment, whether or not a water supply is being poisoned. Some people have got knowledge about banking fraud.
Hey, David, I got to run, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, so we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans in power are the Antichrist. You know, meanwhile, while the Republicans are so obsessed with people's orientations and sexualities and cereal and beer, I guess, that move none of us in the country forward of any kind. But then I guess that's what their legislatures are doing as well, which is nothing in the House of Representatives. Meanwhile, you got Kamala Harris, who gave the most brilliant speech yesterday, and we're actually reinstating the Davis-Bacon law, or Davis-Bacon Act, I'm sorry. And it's going to mean where people are going to be getting a prevailing wage in some of those red states out there. So then those people can actually start standing up for themselves and start maybe forming unions, because they're going to see that their paychecks are going up because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. So I was pretty excited when I saw that, because here we are actually on the FDR Democratic side. We're actually trying to do things that are helping people every day. Meanwhile, the Republicans are talking about cereal and Bud Light and, you know, just the whole... It's just insane. It's absolutely insane. And I wish people that on the right that are very reasonable would look at this and quit falling for this trap. It's not getting us anywhere further.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
I was going through, because every day I had to work the bills, because that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. So years have passed and all the kids are grown. They just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.